All right, welcome to Press Any Button, the only trivia game that tests specifically Nikki's knowledge about old video games.
Oh, God. I'm a little scared, but this should be a pretty fun bonus episode, I think.
Yeah, so this is going to be C64 or N64 trivia.
And what's C64 again?
Commodore 64.
Which is a computer, right?
Yeah, it's an old computer from the early 80s.
Yeah, I totally had to ask you that when you brought this idea up. I'm like, I do not. I know what a Nintendo 64 is, but I don't know what the other thing is.
Okay, so how this works is I have a list of similar sounding video game names.
Okay.
And in the description for the games, and Nikki's going to have to guess which one is a Nintendo 64 game and which one is a Commodore 64 game.
Okay, so you're going to read two games and two gaming descriptions, and then I will decide which is which.
Exactly.
Okay.
So basically we have shot roulette set up.
Oh yeah. Listen to this. Okay, it's kind of quiet, but whatever.
Yeah.
That was me spinning the roulette.
Whoosh. I'm making the sound effect myself.
Good job, good job.
So we have shot roulette set up. Whenever Nikki gets a question wrong, she'll have to spin the wheel and do a shot of whatever is liquid is in there. If she gets it right, then I will have to spin the wheel and do whatever liquid is in there. It's a mixture of water and vodka.
Yeah, so we have half of the shots are vodka, half the shots are water. So you really won't know until you take the shot what it is, since they look pretty similar.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We will find out.
All right.
Eric's going to be drunk today. Woo!
Before we get started, I want to make a prediction about how many I think you're going to get right. Do you want to guess about how many you think you're going to get?
Okay, you've said that you think I'm going to do really good on this, but I don't know. I haven't played that many Nintendo 64 games, and I've never played any of the other games.
Yeah.
I've never owned that computer, so.
So I have 12 questions total. I think you're going to get either 9 out of 12 or 10 out of 12. That would be my guess.
Hey, I like those odds. That's why I'm saying Eric's going to be drunk.
All right. So let's get it started with some game show music.
Let's go.
As one more additional hint, the dates of the games are going to be for Commodore 64 from 1983 to 1991. Games for the Nintendo 64 are all going to be from 1998 to 2000.
Okay. So that makes no difference to me.
Do those three really decades kind of blur together? So you have like early 1980s to early 1990s for Commodore 64 and late 90s to early 2000s for N64.
I don't know if that'll help me that much, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Question number one. The two games are Glover and Driller.
Okay.
Glover is a magical glove named Glover is on a quest to restore the Crystal Kingdom by retrieving crystals that were lost. And Driller, the moon Mitril, having been abandoned, is about to explode and take the colony on the planet Avath with it. Place drilling rigs to allow the gas to dissipate harmlessly into space and prevent this disaster. So which one is a Commodore 64 game and which one is a Nintendo 64 game?
Okay, so we've got Driller.
We got Driller. You're mining a moon to prevent it from exploding.
Mm-hmm, okay. And we've got, what was the other one?
Glover. You're a magical glove.
Okay. That sounds kind of fun, actually. Okay, I'm going to say Glover is Nintendo 64 and Driller is Commodore 64.
You are correct.
Woohoo! Oh, yeah.
Glover came out in 1998 and Driller came out in 1987.
Okay, so I only guessed that because I've been watching you play some computer games lately.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some where it looks like you're placing out these little like turrets and stuff. So I don't know, when you said that you had to place the things, I was like, maybe that's the computer one.
Well, it was a good guess. And now I will spin the roulette wheel to find out what I get.
Water or vodka.
Number 16.
There we go.
Ah, that is delicious water.
Oh, dang. I knew because you didn't make a face. All right. I'm ready for question number two. Bring it on.
All right. So next up, we have Mike Piazza's Strike Zone and John Elway's Quarterback. Mike Piazza's Strike Zone is a baseball game endorsed by Mike Piazza. John Elway's Quarterback is a football game endorsed by John Elway.
Huh.
Do you remember anything about Mike Piazza and or John Elway?
No. I know John Elway is really good. That's all I know. So that's a hard one because really, I've never really seen people play that many sports games on computers.
Well,
so.
if you know anything about the players, you might be able to kind of place. Do you remember like how old those guys were or like what eras they played in or any of that stuff?
They're both just old. So. All right. I'm going to go with the football game being on the computer and the baseball game being on the Nintendo 64.
You are correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought for sure I was going to get that one wrong.
Yeah. Mike Piazza's Strike Zone came out for the N64 in 1998, and John Elway's Quarterback came out for the Commodore 64 in 1988.
Dang. That's still kind of close.
Well, I say it came out for the Commodore 64. These games usually came out just for, like, different computer systems, and you could play it on the Commodore 64.
Okay. So what were the years again?
1998 for Mike Piazza's Strike Zone and 1988 for John Elway's Quarterback.
Oh.
So about 10 years apart.
Okay. Dang.
All right. I will spin the wheel again.
All right.
Number six.
Ooh, that was definitely vodka.
I knew because it was cold.
Yeah. I knew because you made a face. That's the sign.
All right.
How you
welcome,
feeling?
Welcome back to Make Eric Drink the Trivia Game.
Yeah, because I'm so good.
All right, I feel like this next one is tough.
Oh, no.
Even though it's tough, though, you still have a 50-50 chance of getting it correct. So.
And you have a 50-50 chance of drinking more vodka.
All right, the names of the two games are Starfleet, The War Begins, and Star Soldier, Vanishing Earth.
Okay,
Starfleet, The War Begins. You command a spaceship under the United Galactic Alliance, or UGA.
Yeah, go dogs.
And undertake various missions to defend Earth from the Krillan and Zaldron alien invaders. Star Soldier Vanishing Earth. In the year 2098, the dreaded Dos Corps has rebooted to lead to the forces of planet Zeograd against mankind. Only the three Star Soldiers can save the solar system. Hmm. So which one is Commodore 64 and which one is Nintendo 64?
Okay, what were the names of the games again?
Starfleet and Star Soldier.
Starfleet and Star Soldier. Okay. I'm just going to go with Starfleet being on Nintendo 64 and Star Soldier being on Commodore 64.
You are incorrect.
Oh, crap.
Starfleet came out for Commodore 64 in 1984, and Star Soldier came out for Nintendo 64 in 1998.
Dang it.
All right. Take a spin.
Oh, God. Okay.
21.
Hey, okay, red 21. Got it right here. Okay. Let's go. Oh, that was vodka.
Definitely vodka. We're getting all the vodka shots out early. All right.
Maybe this will help me not get as many right now. I don't know. At least for you.
All right. Question number four. The two games are Jet Set Willy and Jet Force Gemini.
Okay. What? Jet Set Willy and Jet Force Gemini?
Yep.
Okay.
So Jet Set Willy. Willy must explore his enormous mansion to fully tidy up the house so he can get some much needed sleep. And Jet Force Gemini, three members of a galactic law enforcement team try to stop a horde of drones led by the insectoid called Mizar.
Wow, those are very different. Is that one a cleaning simulator game?
You explore in a giant mansion and then, yeah, you clean up after a party. I guess your maid won't let you sleep.
So
until
the cleaning
the house
is one clean. Is called
Jet Set Willy.
Okay, Jet Set Willy. And then the other one is called what?
Jet Force Gemini.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to say Jet Set Willy is Nintendo 64 and what is it again?
Force Gemini
is Commodore 64.
You are incorrect.
Dang it!
Jet Set Willy came out in 1984 for the Commodore 64, and Jet Force Gemini came out in 1999 for the Nintendo 64.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, God.
Hidden 50% so far.
Okay. Black 24. Okay, it's right here. Water. Yay. Thank you.
All right. So we've each had one vodka and one water so far.
Uh-oh.
So you are 2 out of 4. Okay. So the next two games are Iggy's Wrecking Balls and Dizzy Down the Rapids.
Okay.
So Iggy's Wrecking Balls, race balls with faces around an obstacle course. And Dizzy Down the Rapids, ride barrels down a river, avoiding obstacles and enemies. So Iggy or Dizzy?
All right, I'm going to go with Dizzy being Commodore 64 and Iggy being Nintendo 64.
You are correct.
Woohoo!
Iggy's Wrecking Balls came out for the N64 in 1998. Dizzy Down the Rapid came out for Commodore 64 in 1991.
Whoa, okay.
All right, let's do a little spin.
Make a little love. Get down tonight.
32.
Get down tonight. Woo!
I'm bum, bum, find out.
Bum!
And that's a water.
Oh, dang it. Boo, water. All right, next question.
Okay, next one. We have Battle Tech and we have Battle Tanks.
Oh, God. Battle Tech, Battle Tank.
Okay, Battle Tech. The player takes the role of Jason Youngblood, a young cadet mech warrior who's trying to live up to the reputation of his hero father, and joins the Crescent Hawks, a special forces company. And we have Battle Tanks. In the distant future of 2001, a virus has killed 99% of the female population of Earth. The few remaining women, called Queen Lords, are held by gangs who have taken over small pieces of the world.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to go with Battle Tanks for Commodore 64 and Battle Techs for Nintendo 64.
You are incorrect.
Damn it!
Battle Tanks came out for Nintendo 64 in 1998, and Battle Tech came out for Commodore 64 in 1988.
Okay.
10 years apart.
All right.
That was kind of a tough one.
Yeah.
Because
it sounded like it could be either.
The one that came out in 1998 was set in 2001, so it was like only 3 years later after it came out.
Yeah. 28 black. Oh, here it is. Water. Uh-oh, Eric. More and more vodka being left for you.
All right. So next question. Oh, I love this one. We have Rat Attack.
Oh, no.
And then we have The Rats. So two rat-themed video games.
You're just messing with me now, aren't you? Okay, Rat Attack. And what was the other one?
The Rats.
Oh, good God. Sounds like a horror movie.
Okay, so Rat Attack, a large army of rats is invading from space. The felines of the world band together to combat this menace, forming a group called the Scratch Cats.
Yeah, go Scratch Cats!
And then the rats, you need to strategically send emergency forces to areas where the rat threat has spread and provide them with available equipment before London becomes overrun.
Okay, I'm going to go with Rat Attack is Nintendo 64 and the rats is Commodore 64.
How did you figure that out? Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, that one just sounded a little more like computer, like a computer game, I guess.
So Rat Attack came out in 2000 and the rats came out in 1985.
Whoa, dang, that's a big difference.
Yeah, so I will spin the wheel.
Vodka, vodka.
19,
there you go. Don't sniff it, you cheater.
That is water.
Dang, man, it.
We're going to have
Oh, my God.
Vodka.
We're going to do so many vodka shots in a row. Yep. At least they're, like, not quite full-size shot glasses. They do that on purpose, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Oh, the next one is fun. So the next one are two acronyms. And I'm just going to give you the names of the acronyms. So we have BAT, B-A-T. And we have SCARS, S-C-A-R-S.
Okay.
So BAT stands for Bureau of Astral Troubleshooters. SCARS stands for Supercomputer Animal Racing Simulator.
Okay, well, I'm going to go for SCARS being the Commodore 64 and BAT being Nintendo 64.
You are incorrect.
Damn it, you tricked me.
Bureau of Astral Investigators came out for Commodore 64 in 1990, and Supercomputer Animal Racing Simulator came out for N64 in 1998.
You knew because it had supercomputer in it, I would pick it being the computer game.
Really? I thought you would get this one right, because the Bureau of Astral Troubleshooters doesn't, it sounds like more of a bureau, like, yeah. It's, I don't know.
I don't know, but you didn't say what they were about, so I was like, okay. All right, let's try the wheel. Okay, 31. Oh, God. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that was vodka. Okay, 2 vodka shots for me.
All right. Nikki's getting day drunk.
More shots than I've done in probably months. Probably years.
So the next one we have up is, we have Cyber Ball and we have Cyber Tiger.
I see what you're doing here.
So Cyber Ball, play 7-man football using robotic avatars set in the distant future of 2022.
Ooh, next year. Yeah, wow. Next year.
And then we have Cyber Tiger, the first golf game to feature Tiger Woods.
Okay. So, since Tiger Woods is in it, I'm going to say that one's a Nintendo 64. And what was the other one? Cyber
Ball.
Ball is Commodore 64.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd be able to figure that one out.
Yeah, also, I don't think Tiger Woods, I mean, he was alive in the 80s, but I don't know. I was a kid, so I don't remember hearing about him, though, until the 90s. So.
Also, fun fact, I gave Austin a copy of Cyber Tiger during my bachelor party.
You did? Yeah. Why?
I gave everyone Game Boy Colors and some extra, like, random games for each one.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the
but
games.
But not at your bachelor party, right?
Or wedding, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the groomsman's gift.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know if he played it?
I do not know. I'll have to ask Austin
to check in.
If he's played Cyber Tiger. I think it's supposed to not be a very good game.
I mean, I like the name of it, though. That's cool.
30.
Oh, yeah.
This one's
30
cold.
Red.
You can always tell. I can tell all of these right away, just whether it's cold or not.
Oh, dang. Because it's a bit extra cold water.
Because we had the vodka in the freezer, and the water was just room temperature.
Dang it. You're too smart.
Too smart.
Oops, sorry.
very vodka-y.
Oh. Are you going to be able to read the questions?
Yeah, it's just 2 shots, just 2 tiny shots. Okay. So next up, we have Shadow Man and we have Shadow Dancer.
Dang, I thought you were going to say Shadow Woman.
That would have been good if only there was a game called
that. So Shadow Man, Shadow Dancer. Okay. All right.
Shadow Man. Michael LeRoy becomes the current Shadow Man, a lineage of voodoo warriors who protect the world of the living, known as Liveside, from threats crossing over from Deadside, after the voodoo priestess Mama Nettie bonds the Mask of Shadows to him.
Ooh, that sounds kind of cool.
So that's Shadow Man, and then okay. We have Shadow Dancer. In the center of the city, a group of terrorists are planting bombs throughout the metropolis. A young ninja and his canine companion courageously set out to gather all the explosives placed by the evil gang and annihilate the syndicate that manipulates them.
Okay, I'm going to go for Shadow Dancer being Commodore 64 and Shadow Man being Nintendo 64.
You are correct. Shadow Dancer came out for Commodore 64 in 1989 and Shadow Man came out for Nintendo 64 in 1999.
Boom, baby.
Do we have 13?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay. That was water.
All right. Dang it. Too much vodka left.
So next up we have Perfect Dark, and then we have Project Firestart. Perfect Dart and Project Firestart.
Okay.
So Perfect Dart, set in 2023.
So far in the future.
Against the backdrop of an interstellar war between 2 alien races, the player is cast as Joanna Dark, an agent of the Carrington Institute whose excellent scores in training have earned her the codename Perfect Dark. And then Project Firestart. In 2061, Agent John Hawking is sent to the research ship Prometheus in orbit around Titan. Hawking's mission is to make contact with members of Project Firestart, an initiative of the System Science Foundation, who have recently dropped out of communication with Earth.
Hmm.
So Perfect Dark and Project Firestart. Which one is which?
Okay, I'm going to go with Project Firestart being Commodore 64. And what was the other one? Perfect Dark?
Yeah.
Being Nintendo 64.
Ooh, you sound confident.
I'm confident-ish.
Okay, you are correct.
Yay!
Firestart, Project Firestart came out in 1989 for Commodore 64. Perfect Dark came out in 2000 for Nintendo 64.
Nice.
So I will once again spin the wheel of vodka.
Have you been keeping up with how many I got right and how many I got wrong?
I had the pen and I set it down and then I have not.
Uh, 14. Ooh,
it's
okay.
Cold.
Uh-oh. You can do it, babe.
Breaking my balls.
Should have made them harder. Harder questions.
Oh, all right. We got one left. One question left.
That's it? Oh, dang.
This is question number 12.
So sad. I've been having fun trying to figure these out.
Yeah, this is pretty fun.
And seeing you take vodka shots.
Okay, so the names of the two games are Bugaboo and Buck Bumble.
Ooh, Bugaboo. That was a Destiny's Child song.
Yeah, so
Bugaboo.
Bugaboo, a small yellow flea, accidentally falls through a crack in the planet's surface to the bottom of a cavern. You must guide him back to the top of the cavern and out to the safety of the planet's surface. And Buck Bumble, the game casts the player as Buck Bumble, a volunteer bumblebee that gets implanted with cyborg technology in the year 2010. He is part of an organization known as the Resistance, which is trying to stop the evil herd worm army. Bugaboo and Buck
Bumble. So basically Star Wars copied that game with the Resistance thing. Like, rip off, man. Okay, so we got Bugaboo and what was the second one again?
Buck Bumble.
Buck Bumble. I'm going to go. I think Bugaboo is Commodore 64 and Buck Bumble sounds like Nintendo 64.
You are unfortunately right again.
Go me.
Bugaboo came out for Commodore 64 in 1983. Buck Bumble came out for Nintendo 64 in 1998.
Buck Bumble just sounds like a Nintendo character, you know?
Yeah, he does.
I can picture him wearing like a cowboy hat or something like that. All right, so that's another one I got right, Eric. That means probably another vodka shot for you.
Do you want to tally the scores to see how you did while I do this last shot? I think you probably got around what I predicted. And the last shot was water.
Thank God. So, Eric, what was my final tally?
So you got 8 out of 12.
Yeah, go me.
Which is pretty much about what I predicted you would get.
Good job. You should have made the questions a little harder, huh?
I wasn't trying to make them that hard, I'll be honest. I didn't realize it was going to be a back and forth thing with shots.
So that was fun. Good idea.
Yeah, and
I'm surprised I got that many right, honestly, because I've never played any of those games.
Yeah, you'll have to post how many you got at home or whether you knew those games or super familiar with them, because I didn't know a lot of them. I knew Perfect Dark, I knew some of these games, but a lot of the, like, especially the ones for the Commodore 64, I never had one growing up, so
yeah,
I had no idea. And honestly, I don't know. I hope the game descriptions were good enough.
It was good enough for me to decipher what I thought would be a good guess.
A lot of these, you can kind of picture what kind of game. And some of these are text adventures, mm-hmm. too, for the Commodore 64.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like, Nintendo 64, generally more family-friendly type stuff.
True.
So you can't imagine a game called, like, The Rats, like, where you're... you have, like, a rat threat where you're sending emergency forces to fight. So
yeah,
London
true.
Doesn't become... Yeah, that doesn't sound like a Nintendo 64
So
game.
How many shots of vodka did you end up doing?
think it was
a three or four.
I think it was four.
Dang. Cool. Well, next time I'll have to come up with some trivia for you. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode as a nice little something-something in between our seasons. And, yeah, we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.